Chris is just telling me about this Olympic women's hockey game yesterday. Do you have something interesting to say about it?
Or? Besides the fact that we're on WMFO in Medford. 91.5
WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. This is Chris Del Russo. Continue, Chris.
Sorry, I just noticed the time.
No, perfect.
So I was up until 3 a.m. watching that women's hockey game last night. One, a great game. One nothing USA after one period. Then Canada storms back, scores two goals in the second period, and the USA looks lost out there. Third period, bad line change for the Canadian women's team. The USA gets a break, scores a goal, tied 2-2. We go to overtime. Overtime, the U.S. dominates but can't find a way to convert it, and it goes to a shootout. Shootout the way it works in Olympic hockey is they send five different skaters each team.
Okay.
And if it's tied after those five, you can skate whoever you want. You can repeat the same shooter over and over and over again if you'd like.
Damn.
So it's tied 2-2 after the shootout. Then I believe it's Jocelyn Lamoureux is the goal scorer, pulls the filthiest move I've ever seen. It is, I can't even describe it. I'll probably find a GIF or a video of it and tweet it from our account because it's the nastiest move. I guess in a post game interview they were like, what's that move called? She called it the Oops I Did It Again, which is a great name. Deeks out the goalie, she falls on her back and she scores, and it's up to the goaltender, I forget what her name is, Maddie something, but she is 20 years old. It was 7 months old the last time the USA women won a gold in the hockey in the Olympics. And the girl going up against her, the woman going up against her, Augusta, scored on her earlier in the shootout. Stonewalls her, bats it away. Best reason to stay up till 3 a.m. What a game.
That was better than my reasons for staying up till 3 a.m.
It was a hell of a game.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Like I said, I'm going to try and find the video of it. But that the move she pulled on that game-winning goal in the shootout is filthy.
That's some of the stuff that I love about the Olympics is like weird stories. So I was watching, I didn't watch too much of the Olympics this year. I really wish I could have watched more. But I was watching the women's 5,000 meter short track speed skating, right? And one of the competitors was this like Dutch girl, right? 20 years old, or I think she might be 22. She's 20 or 22, something like that. Like super young. 22 at the oldest, right? She was competing 2 months ago, and she like wins some competition, and someone comes up to her and goes, "Hey, congratulations, you've qualified to go to Pyeongchang." And she's like, "What's Pyeongchang?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "It's the Olympics." And she's like, you're messing with me." And they're like, "No, we want you to compete for the Dutch team."
Wow.
And then she goes, and she's going up against the second most decorated speed skater of all time, and also the current world record holder in that event, right? And she beats them both.
Wow. Incredible.
You're just like, how is this possible? You're 22 years old. You didn't know the Olympics were happening, regardless of the fact that you like didn't know that you were qualified, and you win.
Jesus.
How are you the best in the world at something and not know it? Continue.
Just so I wanted to get her name correctly. Maddie Rooney was the name of the goaltender for USA. 20 years old, plays for Minnesota Duluth.
Crazy.
In NCAA. 20 years old, 7 months old the last time the USA women won gold, and 20 years old beats one of the best like Canadian women's hockey teams in like... The Canadian women have won three straight gold medals before tonight. Before last night, excuse me, and then beats them. That's incredible. At 23, almost 24 years old, I would not be... under that pressure would be awful.
Can you imagine being so good at something at such a young age like that?
Imagine being Shaun White of all... White has been so good at snowboarding for so long, and you know what else? He's so good at skateboarding, and people forget that. People forget that he is a skateboarder first. He started off skateboarding.
We're like, what's the name of that 17-year-old kid, the snowboarder in this Olympics?
Red something or
I
forget his
name. But like you see the interviews with him.
The girl Chloe Kim, I think, is her name too. She's 17.
She's 17 as well.
Yeah.
Well, like I remember seeing interviews. Well, those are both crazy. But I remember seeing interviews with the boy, right? And like, he is just a 17-year-old, you know? Like, they were like, how did it feel, like, doing this, 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 and this, targeting, blah, 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 and, like, they give him the mic, and he's like, oh, you know, it was really cool. It's just like, God, this kid is so young. Like, yeah. He's so green.
It, like, just makes me feel like I'm wasting my life. These kids are 6 years younger than me, and they're already so much more accomplished than I'll ever be.
Personally, I feel like when I turned 17, I kind of, like, woke up from, like, a 17-year nap. Like, I don't think I had consciousness until I was 17, let alone did I, like, train to be the best in the world at some obscure sport in those 17 years, you know? Or, like, some of the, like gymnasts who are, like, 16 in the Summer Olympics, mm-hmm. right? How do you, like, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's, it is unbelievable. Like, it's, to see kids who are, like, 17 years old, and then I watched the video, I think it's from the, might have been the 2010 Olympics?
Yeah, in Vancouver.
Yeah. Or no, it might have even been before that or something. Shaun White is on CNN or whatever getting interviewed.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, he's like, oh yeah, I'm backstage, I'm getting drinks and I'm getting food. And the interviewer is like, drinks, you're 19 years old. He's like, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby. I'm like, that is a 19-year-old kid.
That's probably Torino. That Torino 2006.
He was 19. I think he's like 31 now.
Yeah, I mean, which makes sense. It's 12 years later, right?
Yeah, so that would make sense.
Yeah, so that'd be Torino then, because this is his fourth Olympics.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, is this, do you think this is the last one?
I read last night was he wants to do the 2020 Summer Olympics, because that's when in Japan, in Tokyo, mm-hmm. because skateboarding's making its
debut?
Its Olympic debut in 2020, I believe. And he wants to take part in skateboarding, which is great, because I was just thinking last night, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I miss when Shaun White was a skateboarder, because I used to watch the X Games every summer and mm-hmm. every winter when they'd come on, because I was that kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, Shaun White would compete in the summer as a skateboarder and then in the winter as snowboarding. And then, like, completely, I don't know if he, like, stopped skateboarding after mm-hmm. a while. Like, I think the last videos I see.
Well, I mean, one of them's Olympic and one of them's not, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta, if you really want to be an Olympian, you gotta make that choice, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's.
But now, like, maybe you don't. Maybe you can have more cross competitors, which is cool.
Which would be cool, because, I mean, like, there are so many, like, great, like, Shaun White skateboarding at the Summer Olympics would be insane. Because I forget, like, you forget, he started off, like, he's featured, I think, in a magazine at maybe 13 or 14 years old with mm-hmm. Tony Hawk skateboarding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think. Tony Hawk. I remember, like, watching the X Games, and they're doing features of him as a teenager in skateboard magazines with Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's known worldwide as this incredible snowboarder, like, the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people, like, forget the fact that he started off as an insanely talented skateboarder, too.
So, what events are making it to the 2020? What skateboarding events are making it to?
See, that I didn't read further enough
into. Is it, like, half pipe? Is it, maybe. like...
Might be street skating.
Street skating, that's the other one I was thinking of. I mean, I feel like those are the only two that you can really do.
I don't know if they do, like... I'm trying to remember. Like, again, the X Games has weird ones, too.
Yeah.
Like, ones that are at the X Games, Winter X Games, they do the big air.
Yeah.
Snowboarding, they do the big air in X Games too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if it's the same concept or same format and things, but
I'll give that a Google. Google soon.
But how cool is it, skateboarding? That is really cool. In the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Not baseball.
Yeah,
but skateboarding.
Yeah,
sure.
You sound bitter about that.
I just don't understand.
Do you not like the World Baseball Classic, Zach?
I just don't understand why it's not an Olympic sport necessarily. I mean, I guess the fact that, like, it's done in, like, three countries, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Japan, the U.S., and, like,
you know what's
Japan.
You know what's the worst thing about, the USA women last night, too? The worst thing about it for Canada,
mm-hmm.
not only did they lose a gold medal, but they're 0-52 in Super Bowls. They haven't won a Super Bowl. U.S. has dominated the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It is sad.
It's because there's no Canadian teams. I know.
There are no Canadian teams. Do you know how many Canadian teams there are in Major League Baseball? There's only one. It's funny. what was I going to say about Canada? So it was U.S. and Canada. It wasn't the U.S. and the Olympic athletes from Russia, not the Russian team.
Oh, OAR, yeah.
Yeah, the OAR band. We gotta do a song. Here's a song from Walk Hard, The Diary of Dewey Cox, because I'm lame.
Good morning, Your Honor. May I approach the bench? I don't give a damn what anyone thinks. I stay up all night and I smoke and I drink. I'm a wanted man and I'm blowing town. Don't waste your time trying to hunt me down. The cops are saying I belong behind bars, and I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I ain't never lost a fight in my life. I'll send you home crying to your fat and ugly wife. If you don't believe me when I tell you this, well, let me introduce you to my rock hard fist. If you're accusing me of living too hard, well, I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I ain't asking God to forgive my sins. Take a good look and you'll know where I've been. I'm dancing with the devil every night and every day. People pay attention to the things that I say. Hey, I don't need anybody's help to rise above it. If you don't like the way I'm living, buddy, why don't you shut it? When you feel the ground shaking underneath your feet, oh, that's yours truly walking down the street. A little closer, girl, I'll show you my scars. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. If you're saying my love is too large, then I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. You got me. I'm guilty as charged. Yeah.
And we're back.
Yo, yo, yo.
I have to leave soon. Don't this is gonna be our last. This is gonna be our last section of talking. I'm sorry, friends, but I do have class, and it's called my normal class that I have on Thursdays at 1:30. I'm like cool showing up a little bit late too. I don't really mind, because like you know what I've found is that my science courses are like a lot more chill in terms of like coming in late, leaving early, skipping lecture. You know, like it's because it's a little more. It's just information, right? But this is a humanities course that I have to go to, you know, so it's like a lot of facilitated discussion. You don't want to like, it'd probably be fine if I showed up late, but it would be like a little like, you know, I'd get some stairs. How about that? And I don't like stairs.
Yeah. I prefer escalators.
Yeah, me too. They're really fun. Escalators, eels and escalators.
Eels. There's a certain demographic escalators, that'll get that escalators. Reference.
And yeah, that's that.
There's an age group of. There's an age restriction on that one that is a maximum.
There, I mean, and a minimum now.
Yeah,
like
true.
It's sad, but there are episodes of SpongeBob that like people even like 4 years younger than me haven't seen. You know, I would say there's like an 8 year window that I am like right in the middle of SpongeBob references. Maybe I'm a little on the later end.
You gotta think that started in 99.
Started in 99, yeah. It started the Euros 2, which is like perfect for me though, right? So it's like any kids that were like born in 2000, which would be, oh my god, kids born in 2000 are turning 18 now.
Yeah, they're
like
seniors in high school, dude.
Yeah, they would not understand. When were some of your students born? Like 2006?
They're 12, so like 12, 13 years old, so 2004, 2005.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
pretty crazy.
2004.
Yeah, some of them are like turning 14 because they're going into 8th grade, so, but they're like 2003 to 2005 mm-hmm. is the age range. Like
they like never experienced a world where the Red Sox were like losers, you know?
I mean, granted, you never really experienced a conscious world. I never really did.
That's true.
You never experienced a conscious world where the Patriots were losers. Neither did I, really. I was 7 years old when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl.
It's really weird. Well, I think of everything in... whenever I think... 2004, for me, I'm not even a huge Red Sox fan, right? But like...
I'm telling your dad.
He's listening. I mean...
Mr. Going, your son's not a huge Red Sox fan.
He knows.
Fan.
He knows. I'm certain he's cried about this.
I'll take the tickets.
But...
any game Zach doesn't want to go to, I'm free for.
I'm forever... 2004 is just... like, whenever I think of 2004, that's the first thing that pops into my mind is that World Series win, just because of my dad and because of my dad's obsession, right?
I remember watching the games. I was 10 years old. I remember watching the games.
Yeah, I remember them existing. I
don't,
yeah.
like... They're not like you said. You when you were 17, you feel like you woke up from like a
coma. Yeah.
Coma of 17 non-conscious years before then. I don't remember a lot of what happened then, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty okay with that. I've suppressed a lot of those memories because they're more embarrassing than anything mm-hmm. else. Case in point, fourth grade picture. I'm wearing a Yu-Gi-Oh shirt. That's fine. It's whatever. It was cool. I post these pictures on my Instagram, people. It's great. I have a whole collection.
I really want that Power Rangers Zeo shirt that you posted on Instagram.
I have a whole collection of old photographs of me with just picture after picture of bad haircut.
So
it is. I had bowl cuts. I had long, like.
We need to talk about power. We need to talk about Power Rangers for a second.
Gross.
So I'm going to be an RA next year. I got a job. I'm going to be an RA next year, and I'm trying to think of my door tags. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make all the door tags Power Ranger masks.
You should do them the Morpher from the original one.
That's way too niche. Not enough people are going to get that. Like, but what I want to do is I want to make it like, I want to give every single person a different Power Ranger. So I'm going to just seep into all of the different, like I'm going to give some people the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'm going to give some people the Zeo Rangers. I'm going to give some people the, Turbo.
Has anyone ever told you you're a huge nerd?
The Turbo Rangers. Oh, what? You don't want me to say all of the Power Rangers series in order? You mean Mighty Morphin, Zeo, Turbo, In Space, Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force.
You're really doing it.
Wild Force, SPD, Mystic Force.
You're losing me here.
Oh man, no, I missed I missed Ninja Storm. No, I didn't. It goes up to Time Force, Wild Force, Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, SPD, Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive. Yes, Operation Overdrive, RPM. They did two car ones right next to each other. It's kind
of
weird, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are sticking through this, I apologize profusely.
I applaud you. I'm done.
I applaud you for being able to sit through that.
There was a time when I could do all of them in order, but I can't do it. That's my mother who's saying that I hope I do SpongeBob door tags. That's interesting, Mom. We'll talk about this. I feel like that's a little too general. I feel like it's a little too general. I want to be a little more on the button. You know, my door tag sophomore year was just a star. Someone cut out a star and wrote my name in it. I'm like, great, thanks.
God.
We're going to do one more song. And then I'm going to leave and go to class. Sorry that this is a little early, friends. I do need to get there on time. Chris, do you have any last words?
You know, I don't really.
You'll be on at some point later.
Yeah, the reason I'm on this week is because it's a school vacation.
You've got an April vacation, right?
I have an April vacation. We just got to make sure if it lines up with Strike the Box, which is
great show.
Other show on Thursdays at 12 o'clock, which is a great show. So if you have free time next Thursday at 12 to 2 p.m., you should listen to Strike the Box.
Strike the Box is great. Chris is great.
After the week, it's not me, Chris. It's another Chris.
Other Chris.
Yes.
Support local radio.
And then the week after that, Zach's radio show is on for those of you who are new listeners and you'd like to return, alternating Thursdays, 12 to 2 p.m.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you for the plug.
You're welcome. Zach, your nerdy text sound went off.
My mom says that she can get behind Power Rangers door tags. I'm with that. Thank you for listening. This is 91.5 WFM Medford. Strike Box next week. My show 2 weeks from now. Bye.
Bye.
Guns are a problem.
They are.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Remember when our songs were just like prayer, like gospel hymns that you call in the air. Come down, sweet reverence, unto my simple house and rain.
tall grass grows high and brown. Well, I dragged you straight in the muddy ground, and you sent me back to where I roam. Well, I cursed and I cried, but now I know. Oh, and now I know. Just a sliver back then, and I ached for my heart like some tin man. When it came, oh, it beat and it boiled and it rang. Oh, it's ringing. Turn me back into that wild-haired gale. Ring like silver, ring like gold. Turn these diamonds straight back into coal. Turn these diamonds straight back into coal.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
WMF. O.
places, and we go back to where we moved out to the places, audit races. I bought it in a can and stirred it with.
This is Daniela, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing in for Haley today, and this is my first time, here doing my own music and show, so I hope you guys like it. All right. And what you just listened to was Hard at Races by the Dr. Dog version. And next up, we're going to play Winter Snakes by Joy again. All right.
Winter snakes sleeping in the lobby. I better find a hobby or I'll become a snake too. Sneaking out the courtroom just as the judge condemns you. Life is just a pretty game that we don't want to play. I almost got one sad homeless man in the fast food chain.